Now, there are always a number of issues to do and to talk about in relation to health insurance over the last number of years. Unfortunately, it's been a story of rising premiums for health insurance in this country and changes to how things are operated, changes to what you're covered by and what you're covered for. But over the last while as well, ever since, I suppose, COVID hit the medical system and the health system in this country, changes have been made in relation to the way public hospitals and private hospitals would work together, and public patients would be treated in private hospitals to enter or to relieve the pressure on the public side of things. Now, one of our listeners got in touch with us yesterday and was not happy with paying her health insurance premium. She said she pays around €1,600 a year, has a number of medical issues, and from time to time would go into hospital. Last March, and again last weekend, she ended up being in the general side of things on University Hospital Kerry and not having access to the Bonds in Tralee. Was told at one point that there was no beds available to the Bonds from the Bonds in Tralee. And the question she's asking is, why am I paying my health insurance? And is this because an increased number of public patients are treated and given treatments and surgeries in the private hospitals, taking up beds there, reducing, I suppose, the value of a health insurance premium? Well, with me on the line to try and delve into exactly what is going on here and if our caller has a point is Dermot Good of TotalHealthCover.ie. Dermot, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Thank you, Jerry.
Now, Dermot, this is a story that's been, I've heard of it and people have been talking about it for the last maybe 12 to 18 months, the increased cooperation between public and private in order to relieve the pressure that is there on the public side of things. Is this a factor and is it in any way pushing out access to private healthcare amongst private health insurers' members?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question, Jerry. I suppose our research would indicate that it's not having an impact on private patients, because maybe if we go back a small bit, at the height of the pandemic, there was real pressure on the public system. And what the HSE did, our understanding is they basically entered into an arrangement with the private hospitals where the private hospitals would give them a certain amount of capacity. Obviously, the private hospital's priority is private patients and private patients of the consultants who are attached to those hospitals. But they did give them a certain amount of capacity that for people, for example, who maybe need very serious surgeries that are being postponed in the public system or being deferred, that the basically HSE would buy those beds from the private system. Now, that arrangement, we understand, did work very well during the pandemic. But obviously now as COVID has lessened, you know, and now the mask wearing has stopped, and it looks like for the most part that most hospitals are now back to normal practice. We're not hearing of, we don't even know if the public hospitals are still availing of that capacity because maybe the lead has lessened. I think, Jerry, the important thing here for your listeners is to understand where private health insurance works perfectly and where it doesn't work. So, for example, if maybe just to take that listener out of it, if Dermot Good doesn't feel well, right, there's two ways I can try and get access to hospital treatment. Most times the GP is the gatekeeper. So you go to your family doctor. Now, your family doctor will say to you sometimes, yeah, listen, you need to see, you know, an orthopedic specialist. There's a great consultant in the Bonds in Tralee. I'm going to make an appointment for you to see that consultant. And you go the private route and you pay 60 to your GP, you pay 250 to the consultant. And if that consultant wants to bring you into hospital, they will bring you in as their private patient. Their secretary will arrange the admission, and it's what we call basically planned or elective treatment. And that's where the private healthcare really works. So you decide your consultant, you decide your hospital, you decide when you go in, but it's all planned and elective. Where the private health insurance doesn't really work well is where it's an emergency or where you don't have time to plan the admission.
You need acute treatment, you need acute assessment straight away. You go to A&E in your local general hospital, your public hospital.
Well, your GP, exactly. Your GP will say to you, look, that's serious. We don't have time to basically wait 2 weeks to see a consultant. You need to go in and get treatment straight away. Now, when it's that, now you have to go to an A&E. Unfortunately, you know, in let's just say the south of the country, you don't really have private A&Es. So you have to go to CUH or you have to go to Tralee General or the University Hospital Limerick, and you have to go through what none of us want to go through, which is the wait times in the public A&E. That's unfortunately the only other alternative. If you're in Dublin, you might be able to go to, or even in Galway, you might be able to go to the Hermitage or the Beacon A&E, which is a private A&E, and then they'll bring you in as their private patient. So I always say to all of our customers that, look, when it's an emergency or something acute, it doesn't matter if you have the most expensive health insurance. You know, it won't necessarily work for you. You'll be treated the same as every public patient and you have to go in to the public system. But where it's planned or elective treatment, what you might wait a year or 2 years for in the public system, you might be able to get it done in a matter of weeks in the private system. Now, in saying that, Jerry, as well, it's important for people to understand that, you know, and I wouldn't know the capacity with each hospital, but from time to time, you will find a consultant could say to you, listen, I can bring you into the Bonds maybe in Cork in 2 weeks, but to get you into the Bonds in Tralee, it might take 6 weeks, you know, and then you decide which suits you. But that's the way that the system works. Now, I will also say, and by the way, I'm not here to defend the health insurers or whatever, or the hospitals, but I would say that the numbers of people now in health insurance have increased. It was down to 2 million, it's now over 2.4 million. And because people don't want to use the public system and they're aware of all the shortcomings and the delays, we are now seeing more and more people are doing everything they can to get their treatment in the private system rather than the public system. And that in itself, Jerry, we are seeing increased wait times. You know, even for example, we know people don't want to go to the public A&Es. Sometimes you can't even get an appointment in a private A&E in Dublin now because, you know, people are prepared to pay €600 to go to a private A&E and they'll be seen in a few hours rather than sit for a whole day in a public A&E.
So even on the private side of things, we're seeing waiting times increase.
We are seeing basically there's more and more people trying to get their treatment privately because for a number of reasons, Jerry. Like, first of all, time is precious, you know, and people are trying to balance family and work and so on. Secondly, when people have something sinister going on, they don't want to wait weeks and months to get a diagnosis. They want to get that done really, really quickly. And also what we're finding is more and more people now do not want to go into the public hospital A&Es because you could literally be 24 hours there. Yeah. So they will go to the VHI Swift Care Clinics or the Leia Quick Care Clinics, or they'll go to these Affidia Clinics. They go to the private system to try and get their treatment, or they go to private A&E departments, Blackrock Clinic, have them matter private, but they cost €600, €650. But people are prepared to pay that rather than wait 24 hours. And we understand as well, Jerry, that the insurance companies themselves are planning to build more of these private A&Es around the country because there is huge demand from consumers for that type of service. So people just need to understand where health insurance works really well and maybe where it doesn't work that well.
Yeah, and that increase in demand is coming in relation to, even in spite of the what we're seeing now, heading towards double-digit increases in premiums with a number of different insurers putting up their premiums. But at the start of this year, I think Irish Life last month went up by 5%. So that's happening all the while in the background.
It is, and I suppose, Jay, I say that with the numbers. So the numbers have increased quite substantially, right? Now, there's a few reasons for that. Obviously, people know about the public system. A lot of employers have taken on huge numbers over the last couple of years, and some of these employers pay health insurance for everybody. But you're absolutely right. We're getting now to a turning point, I believe, in the market where the busy renewal period will start September, October. And a lot of consumers, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Jerry, but your listeners need to brace themselves for double-digit price increases. That's what's coming their way because, you're right, Irish Life went up twice so far this year, VHI and Leia once, and we're expecting VHI and Leia to go up again before the year is out. So what's going to happen then is people are now going to really have to shop around. Some people, particularly younger members, might have to let go of their cover for affordability reasons. And a lot of people maybe on fixed incomes are going to have to basically try and reduce their cover to keep it affordable. So we are going back to those bad old days of potentially double-digit price increases. But it's all down to claims. That's the other thing as well, Jerry. I mentioned, you know, the increased utilization. The claims are flowing in, right across the board because everybody who deferred those hip replacements and knee replacements and other surgeries because of COVID or other reasons,
they're getting them done now.
Absolutely, to get them done. So, you know, look, what I would say to all of your listeners here, in terms of what we call the treatment pathway, in other words, which direction should you go to get the best treatment? Your GP is the gatekeeper. Your GP, who knows you, should be able to map out the best route for you to take to get the treatment that you need. But unfortunately, in an emergency, sometimes all the rules go out the window. You really have to go to A&E and basically, you know, join the queue there to get the treatment you need. And unfortunately, there's no other alternative really at the moment to that.
Dermot, one final point, and this does come up from time to time, and maybe came up more when more public patients were, or private patients were being treated in public hospitals and vice versa. Come here, listeners, says recently a husband whose private health insurance was treated as a public patient in a Cork hospital, yet the VHI were billed. Why was this?
Okay, now this still happens now, Jason. It's really important. So if anybody who has health insurance, bear in mind you are still entitled to use the public system. So if you go into the public system as a public patient, and let's just say you go into A&E and they decide to keep you in for a week, you are not liable for any charges because you've gone in as a public patient and you pay for that through your taxes. Now, if they find out you have health insurance and they probably have it on the system, what they still do, Jerry, is they'll approach the patient and say...
With a form.
See, you have health insurance. Yeah. If you sign this form here, we'll treat you as a private patient. And by the way, if you sign the form, your insurance company gets charged nearly €900 per night, even though you've got nothing different, no private treatment. We just advise all consumers who are offered those, presented with those forms, you should ask the hospital, if I sign that form, what extra services am I going to get? Am I going to get a private room? Or am I going to get a... What am I going to get extra for signing that? If they can't show you anything extra, well, we would say to people, why
don't
would you sign
it.
The form?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't have the claim on your record and just get your treatment the same as you would.
But you know what, Jerry? In any walk of life, just as a consumer, why would you accept liability for charges, regardless of who's going
that
to
don't make
for,
a difference.
For a service.
Charges
for a service
that don't make a difference. Yeah.
And Jerry, one final thing on this. We know people have been told by hospitals, oh, don't worry, it won't cost you anything. That is completely wrong because it increases the claims cost, which means indirectly your premium will go up by extra percentage points year on year to pay for those extra hundreds of euros. So all I'd say to people is, you know, if you're not liable for the charge, don't accept liability for it. And, you know, you have leverage. So we've often had people get private rooms and so on by insisting on that before they sign the form. So that's the only advice I give to people. But that's what's going on there. And that is, it's a legitimate practice that all the public hospitals are allowed to do. So I would just say to everybody, exercise your rights as a consumer and just, you know, just make sure you know what you're signing.
Yeah. Okay. Dermot, listen, thanks for going through that for us and explaining it for us so clearly. That's Dermot Good there with totalhealthcover.ie. And as he said, the bad news is, unfortunately, we're heading into September now, and a lot of people renew in September. And then into January, around Christmas time, we're heading for more increases because more claims are going in, and it's all going, it seems like, in one direction.